left my mic as a baby. I went to Jacksonville, Florida. I was raised when I was a young man, 18 to 19 years of age. And I left Jacksonville, Florida. I went to Miami, Florida. And I lived in Miami, Florida until I was 28 or 29. When I left Miami, I came to Pontiac. I think it was 43 I came to Pontiac. Yeah, 43. I came to Pontiac in 43. And I lived in Pontiac ever since. And I want you to know about the time. Pontiac was a good little city when I first came here. It was a much better city than it is today, because everybody knew everybody. Everybody got along with each other. And I had no trouble with nobody, any of the color. I had no trouble with anybody. I have no trouble today with anybody. I still live in Pontiac, and I still don't have any trouble with anybody. But Pontiac is not the Pontiac I used to know in 40 or early 40s. Because it has changed. Although I know things has changed today, and I guess the people's has changed. But when I first came to Pontiac, Pontiac was a nice little place. There wasn't many colored people here, but it was far better to live in than it is today. Pontiac's today is in bad shape. The people in Pontiac today need to pray a little more. They need to love each other a little more. They need to think of each other more wisely than they do today. They don't think of each other today. They think of each other as animals. To me, that's what they think of people. The police was nice. They are not nice anymore. And,
where did most black people live during the first in the city?
They lived in the area of Jackson, the Western, down to the railroad track. Down Western, down to Forest Love Street, and the South Side had a few colored people. But today, we have color all over the city today. In out the city, and anywhere they want to live at today, they live with. When I came here, they couldn't live anywhere. They wasn't living anywhere they wanted to live, because it was just a few people, a few colored people around. But today, there's a lot of us. And we live anywhere we can afford to stay now.
What made you come to Pontiac?
I came to Pontiac with my wife to see her uncle for 2 weeks vacation. And I liked Pontiac, and I stayed here. I went out several times and came back. And I've been to Pontiac It is 5 or 36 years. and I still live here. And I'm trying to make Point Ank my home now, because I'm buying this place where I live today.
Was work plentiful when you came here?
Work was kind of slow. Plentiful in one way and slow in another way, because they didn't pay. Work wasn't paying at that time what it paid today. Most people at work in that time were 45 to 55 cents an hour. But today, they work for $8 to $9 per hour in this little place. At that time when I came here, that kind of money, why, that's about what you draw, just about what you draw all week back at that time. After the tax and things was taken out. And people today make more money one day, and people made in the whole week in finance when I first came here.
What kind of jobs did blacks find when they came here? What kind of job did you find?
I went to work in Wilson's Farmer. I worked there for 11 days. I was sick 11 nights, and I had to quit. And I went back to the type of work I was doing before I came here. I went to Pontiac Hotel, and I got a job down there as a porter. And I worked down there for 3 years, and they changed your personnel, and the new one, he and I didn't see just things the same way, and I quit, and I started working for my own self. I bought me a truck, and I went to work for my own self, and I worked for my own self then for about 5 years. And I gave up the trucking, and I went out to Oakland Foundry in Rochester and got me a job at Oakland Foundry Machine Shop. And I worked there 11 years and about 9 months. And then our job closed up overnight out there. And I worked around for about 2 years later here and there. Then in 63, I went to Bloomfield Hills Country Club and got a job. I worked 13 years there. And I worked there until I lost my eyesight. And I couldn't work no more. And I had to retire. I had to take a, what you call it, I can't think of it. But anyway, I retired. I retired about a year after I got out. I was in 67 next month.
During the 40s, what kind of recreation was there? What did you do for fun?
We had a couple of little clubs on Bagley. And there was one downtown there, down Pontiac. They called the Red Lion. And we went into there for a little, we had a few drinks in there, little sandwiches. And we had one on Bagley called Meadow Lane Club. And that was about it when we had a place up on the Saginaw and Weston called Hook's Barbecue, and there was a spaghetti house there on Weston and Saginaw. And we mostly went there for our recreations, unless we went out to cities. Wasn't very much activities here for colored people at that particular time. But later on, it began to grow, see? And we began to spread out, so we had a bar on this side of town called Mickey's Bar. We got one over on Sanford. It was called Sanford Bar. And then we had, still had Mellow Lane. And we had one out on Telegraph in Elizabeth Lake called Black and Tan. That was later on too. Mm-hmm. And let's see. That was about it. For the bars, for recreation stuff. But we had, you know, we had a couple of three after our places we went, but I don't think you would know about that or anything.
Were the after hour places very popular? Did a lot of people go to them?
Well, quite a few people left the bars at night when they closed. And went to the after hour places and we did it up as long as you wanted to there. And then we had what you call the Elf's Temple. That was on Bagley and the railroad out down there. That would close up too at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So that was about it. All but the what you call them places? The after hour places. That's about it. You can play out over and see what you got. Unless there's something else you want to get on there.
Okay. Did blacks have a hard time getting all sorts of jobs, or were there just certain jobs that blacks usually did?
Well, there wasn't any black foremen, but there were plenty of white folk for black people. But there wasn't any black foremen when I came here, because they were recruiting people here from down south up here to white. So white was no object. They had plenty of white for. Every man that wanted to work at that time could get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Much better for jobs then than it is today, see?
Mm-hmm.
But they have, the blacks have came a long ways today from where they once have been, because they are farmers out there and union men and all that kind of stuff, which they wasn't at that time. If you were, I didn't know nothing about it, because I make myself clear. I never worked in none of those GM plants. I worked in plants, but none of the GM plants. I worked in Wilson plant, and I didn't see no black farmers out there. There wasn't none where I worked at. I worked in two little shops. There wasn't no black farmers there. They were all white.
When you came here, did many blacks own their own homes?
Well, quite a few. While there wasn't many blacks here, but it was quite a few people owned their own home when
mm-hmm.
I first came here. But it was in a small area. See, just like I tell you, it was down from Jackson Street, from Jackson and Saginaw, from the railroad on Jackson Street to Bagley, and down from Bagley, down Hippocourt, and then from the railroad down to Wesson, to Bagley, Weston, and the railroad at Weston, down to cross Bagley Love Street. There were colored people down in there, but I don't know whether they all of own their home or not, but there was some down in there own their home. Because there's some people out there on Weston now, between Bagley and Walnut, they was there when I came, and they're still there, so I know they must have owned it, owned their own home. So, and some on Weston, that what few is left. And I can name two on there now that owned their own home when I came here, and they're still there, see, but I think they said they ripped out of most of that area in there, mm-hmm. from between Bagley and the railroad. I think they has ripped all that out and just about and got city yard and something in there. Of course, that place was a consumer's power when I came here. That's where the consumer's power plant and things was at, where the city yard's at. But on this right-hand side going west, there was quite a few houses there. And this junkyard was there all the time. This junkyard was there when I came here.
The blacks that came here during the war years that they recruited for the plants, where did they live?
They lived in a little place they called, they had their trailer camps for them. They had, Wilson had trailers over on Franklin Road, mm-hmm. and Wilson there, West Wilson, no, that's East Wilson, of course. No, that's West Wilson, because it's on this side of Saginaw. Yeah, Wilson had a lot of little trailer homes, for the men that worked, that they recruited here. They lived in those little trailers. And later on, some of the, I guess it was their wives, or something of them must have came along afterward. And then after a while, later on, they spread it out. And then they went down here on, down, you know, a branch run through right there, all that place where the project is? Yes. Well, they built a project down there out of those trailers. And they had all that. Trailers all over that spot. And that's what the colored lived at, down in there. And the white and colored lived down in there. And also down on Gillespie. And we branched back to Lake. They all was mixed back there. It was all the white and colored lived back there. Mm-hmm. But in this project, they were only colored people lived there. All Wilson Foundry people. Until later on, then something happened. Wilson went left town, and I think the city must have taken that over. Then white and colored was down there for a while, but the whites didn't stay down there long. But there was some white down there, but they didn't stay down there. Why they moved out. See, I never was around those places that much to know exactly what happened, why they moved out, because like the projects down there now, I couldn't tell you nothing about the projects because I'm never down there. Before I lost my eyesight, I was never down there because they said, so, and this is something I shouldn't even use, but I'm going to use it anyway, they said that the people down there was kind of bad, you know, break in and take and rob you down there. So I made much tracks awful skates down there, which I got a mother-in-law down there. I very seldom went down there to see her and her husband on that account, unless it was in the daytime. And I was always out at night, before night. But I'm a fellow like this. I don't like trouble, and I don't want to be around where trouble is at. That's why I didn't move down there when I moved off of Harris, because I was afraid for my kids, you know. Although they might not be the best kids, but I do know they're not on paper, so forth. And I want to, if I can, I would like to try to keep my kids off paper, because I've never been on paper and I wouldn't want them on paper.
What was your job like at the hotel? What was the hotel like during those years?
I was a porter. You know what porters do? They do everything, just about everything, mop the floors, clean up, take bags in, take them out, ice up the kitchen, clean up the bathrooms. You know, I mean, he was just an all-around man, which is, you know, anything was they told you to do, that's what you had to do, see? And that's what was my job down there, clean up man. And I worked down there for $48 a week for 2 years. And me and the second manager down there, we couldn't get along, so I just told him, I said, you take your job, and I will take my coat and hat and go. And that's what I done. That's when I went out for myself. That's when I went out and bought the truck and started working for myself. So.
Did blacks come to the hotel? Did they?
Once in a while you would find one. One to come there. But Pioneer Hotel, they never lived there, I wouldn't think. I never seen none live there. But there was a hotel down the street called the Roosevelt Hotel. Colored used to go there and live. That's on Perry, on the left-hand side going north. And Pontiac was where Orthopedic Hospital is today, see? Mm-hmm. And we had another one down there called the Wallen Hotel on Perry. But this was on the corner of Perry and Pike. Yeah, Pike. And I never was in there, so I couldn't say whether colored lived there or not. I never was in there. And when it got so that a lot of colored people did go in there, I still didn't go in there because I didn't. Today I don't like a lot of people anyway. I don't like to be in too big a crowd. And what they was doing there, I wasn't in that race no way. In this time that I know that colored people were going into this. So. Wallen Hotel, because he went there, he done some of everything, and I never was a fellow wanted to do everything, so I always was a fellow wanted to try to keep some kind of class to myself, and wanted to deal with the people that had some kind of class, and that's my motto today. I try to teach my kids that. I said, don't get me wrong, I said, because I tell you these things, I said, because you're going to get out there and you're going to meet people that's going to do anything and everything. I said, you may not know, and I said, you may become, be good friends with them. I said, but the day that you find out that they are not right, you walk away just like you walked up to them, I said, because they're not right for you. And that's been my motto all my life. I said, when I was a kid, boy, I didn't. Once I found out you was bad, I left you and said goodbye. And I do that today because, well, I never did mingle with too many people that once knowing. I've been around here almost 40 years. I can tell you, the only two men, let's see, I had three buddies, three men that I call my buddies. And I think they all, well, Sam Lewis, she is, he's dead. And John Alexander, he's still living. I had three men I called my friend, my real buddy, that we buddy together. Mm-hmm. On all these years I've been here. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong, I knew a lot of fellas, but these was people I had confidence in, see? So you know about that. All these years, and I only had three men that I had confidence in. You know, I didn't mix with too many people. We went different places. We went to Ann Arbor, Flint, Detroit. Went to Mount Clemens a lot of times. We went all over around, you know, just around here in Flint. But I mean, in Michigan, but we never went out of the state together. Around the state together.
Were there black doctors here?
Yeah, McNeil. McNeil was here, and Dr. What is his name? What was his name? I can't think of his name. I remember two, but I can't call the other one's name now. But I know McNeil was here, and Dr. Spears, that was his name, Dr. Spears. McNeil and Dr. Spears was here when I came. These rest of them that you see around here, they newcomers. Riggs and Harold and all them fellows, they all knew fellows. They came in way after I was here. Jenkins and all them. And Johnson, all those fellows, they latecomers here in Pontiac.
What were the hospitals like?
The hospitals was the same as they are today, only they were cheaper than they are today. The hospital was great. They was as great as then as they are today. To me, because I never was in none of the hospitals until I had trouble with this eye and I was there. An operation, and then I was up to St. Joseph, which they were great up there, real great, because I was up there under the doctor, anyway, he operated on my this right shoulder. I had a growth there, but he was white doctor. Most all the doctors at that time was white. This spear. Spears and McNeil were only two that I knew of when I came from, black doctors.
Were there black businesses?
Well, Hooks, Mother Lane, and Miss Eddie, and one of the fathers, he had a prison shop. Well, he was more of a tailor, but he pressed and cleaned clothes there too. And that's four. And let's see now, what other black boy had business in there.
What kind of businesses were these?
Well, Molly was a bar, and Hooks was a, Mr. Hooks, he had a barbecue place, and Mr. Fowler, he had a cleaners, and Miss Eddie, she had a restaurant there on Wesley. All of this was right there in the same area, see? Both, the three other places that I named was right on Wesley. And only one faced in Saginaw, but the side was, so it's not on Wesley. Well, I said faces Saginaw. At that time, Saginaw was a big street then. See, you know about this wire track, you know when they put that in. Mm-hmm. So that Saginaw used to be the big street. It went, when you came from South Boulevard, you had to go straight through Saginaw to get out of here. But now you don't have to do that. You go around the wire track to get out. Now, anyway, I'm trying to think about this Negro business. Well, I think that's the only Negro business I know. Well, way back there. There was four, but it's the only one I know. But later on, it came some more. Later on, in the 50s, Pop, he had a ice cream little place there, and Miss, what is her name? I can't think of her name. Then there was another couple fellow there. He had a poultry market there on Wesson. All this is on Wesson. And there was another fellow come along, Johnny Bland. He had a grocery store down on Bagley. And John Woodward, he opened up a dry goods store. And Miss Winnie, she opened up a little hot dog, one restaurant, you know, hot dog sandwich thing. I don't know what you would call that. But anyway, that was owned by Carl. And there was another restaurant there by Ford and Socket, where Ford and Socket used to be at. But I can't think of the people's name, but they were colored people. And these boys, it was some brothers down there. They had a grocery store down there in front of on Love and Wesson. On this side, it was on, you see Love runs south and north, but they was on this side. I can't think of the name. Anyway, it was three brothers of them. They owned up a big grocery store down there. And, I can't think of their names now. Long as for good as I know. And let's see now, what else have.
What about the churches? Which churches were here when you came, and what were they like?
The churches?
Mm-hmm.
They were about the same, only Trinity. Well, quite a few of the churches wasn't built. Trinity was in the basement when I came here. And so is, Trinity was in the basement. And let me see now, what else, what other churches in the basement? All the rest of them was up. Only Newman wasn't where it's at now. It was downtown, Pontiac. Newman Church was downtown. But all the rest of the churches, it was already up, all except this church on the other side of Newman there, on Bagley. That church wasn't even built. That church is a new church, and There's a couple, three, or a couple. Well, I know one church on this side is rebuilt. That was Macedonia, which used to be on this same street down here, here right at South Boulevard. Which way is South Boulevard from here? Is it this way or that way?
That way. Yeah.
Well, it used to be down there, right, oh, three or four houses after you turn off South Boulevard on Bloomfield. There was two churches right there together. One was Macedonia Baptist, and what was the name of the other one? But anyway, I don't know whether it's either one of them now or not, because I've been blind. My eyesight's been gone for over 3 years, so I probably forgot quite a bit by not being able to get around to see different things. But it was quite a few churches, and then there's been quite a few churches built since I've been here. But there were quite a few churches here when I first came here.
Were they?
They were.
Are act part of the community, or did they?
Well, like I told you before, I never did know much about the participations to the community of the churches, because I was still, like I am today, I'm still a loner. I never did mingle with too many people. Most times I mingled with anybody, I was either going visiting the church or going to one of the clubs. See? I never was a fellow to mingle with too many people. I never thought I was any better than anybody, but it was just my motto. I never liked a crowd of people. And that was, I was a young man too when I came here. I was 32. Yeah, I was about 30 or 32 years. I think I was 30 years old when I came here.
Were there any organizations that you could go to if you got any, like if you needed help or if you didn't know the right directions to go? I mean, were there organizations to help new blacks in Pontiac?
Well, now, that's something I couldn't explain to you, because I got to go back to this again. Mm-hmm. I never was to any of those places, because I never had to ask nobody for anything, you see. Because I really don't think it was no welfare or nothing like that. It might have been a Red Cross. I heard people speak about Red Cross quite a bit here, but I don't know whether they have the help that they gotten out here or not. I wouldn't dare say that they didn't have, because I really couldn't tell you, because I never seek no help from nobody until I got sick here. Mm-hmm. I lost my eyesight then. And then that's been just a little better than 3 years. Then I began to seek around for help, see. And I didn't do that. My wife, she had to do it, because I was always probably a handicap to her by being trying to go along with her, you know. And she had things to take care of and me to look out for, leave me alone too. So I just give up. I stopped going along with her. I told her, now, you will have to take over while I left off at you. That you don't get one. We just don't get it. I said, the little money that I get on the month, I said, we'll just have to make the best out of that we can. I said, that we don't get, we just don't get it. Because I'm not going to be following you around. I haven't been going downtown. I don't know when I haven't been downtown. I haven't been going downtown. Last time I was downtown, I went down to downtown. Went downtown to cash the checks we had, some back checks that I had got. And they wouldn't catch them. The only two she was misdeemed by, I had to go down there with her so they could see that, you know what I mean, that she was, that was being cashed for the right man. I guess that's what I think. Because she had been cashing out one of the checks, like she did today. So she cashed in just like that. This time I went and got $3,000 and some change, and they wouldn't cash it. So they wouldn't cash it with me. Just wanted some money and wanted to leave me most of the money in the bank, but they still wouldn't cash it. So she took me down. They had to have my signature. And they was getting it every month, see? I don't know why they take me down there. Never asked them. To tell on nothing, why did I have to tell them?
What were the neighborhoods, the black neighborhoods, like?
Oh, they were nice, like they are today, better, because the homes was newer, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The few homes that we had for the blacks, they were newer then, and they were kept up pretty nice. They was kept up beautiful. Of course, when I first came here, I thought it was a booming town. You couldn't hardly get no place to stay here when I first came here. Like, when I first came here, I had to take a room with a man and his wife in the same room. But that wasn't for long, see, but of course, I guess we stayed there a couple, 3 weeks in the room with them. But her aunt was the cause of us staying there, because we knew nobody but her and her uncle. And we couldn't get no place, so we spoke to several different people, and we finally found a place, but it had to be fixed up. See? And then it took about 3 weeks to fix it up, and then we moved right on Jackson. And we was on West, and then we just moved through that little alley right around the corner on Jackson. And we stayed there for, I don't know how long, a few years, but just rooming. Then we finally got, her uncle died, and her aunt gave up the house to her. She had a three-room apartment down on Jackson at that alley that go back up in it to Elizabeth. So she gave her, let her take that apartment over, and then we stayed there until we separated. We separated, she left, and I'm still here.
Did a lot of blacks rent rooms?
Yeah, that's mostly what they were doing at the time that I first came here. That's all the blacks could do was rent rooms. And of course it wasn't that many homes. There were so many blacks coming in. There wasn't enough houses for them to try to rent or buy, because there wasn't no homes here to buy. So across Saginaw, all as far as you could go back was all white. You know, and on down Saginaw was little businesses up until you got to the railroad. So it wasn't no houses there. But still on that side of Saginaw, all the way to Bloomfield, it was all white. Lived back in there. Mm-hmm. And on the other side of Hewitt, Bagley. On the other side of Bagley, going north, all whites was all in there. And on the other side of Lake Street, all white was in there. And on the way, there was no color on Archer Lake at all. Mm-hmm. None. All the way out Archer Lake, there was no color. But now they're there now, but they, and they are all on Silver Lake, and anywhere you want to live at now, you find out people about them now. But at that time, there wasn't no blacks living out there. We mostly was all living right in here on two little streets in the south side.
Was it very crowded?
Well, it didn't seem to be crowded, but what I mean, it had to be, but what I mean, to me, it didn't seem to be crowded because every time I seen the people that, you know what I mean, that I associated with, which it wasn't very many, they was always on the move, so the only time that you would really know it was a lot of people's here if you went around to the club, which was only a couple. Well, it was only the first, we had one, Metal Lane, we had that one. And we had some other down the basement down there under the old hotel. And then we had the Elks. And that was about all. And then we had after all places, they were playing. Well, that was when I first came.
Was life very different here than it was in Florida?
In a way, to me, it wasn't any different to me. Because I had no trouble with nobody in Florida, and I had no trouble with nobody here in Pontiac. So, life to me here was the same as it was in Florida, to me. Only different that in Florida and Pontiac, living was different. You had your certain place you had to live, see, after night, unless you was working in the white district. And if you was working in the white district, you wasn't afraid anyway because you had an ID card showing who you were. So, and you wasn't afraid. If a police came by you and passed by you and thought, just wanted to be smart, I think, and stop you, all you had to do was show your ID card and he'd ask you where you live at, and then that ID card would have to verify that. Then if that ID card verified what you tell him was, then he'd tell you to go ahead, go on home. That's where he was. Yeah. In fact, I made more money in Florida than I made here when I first come up here, because I only made $48 a week when I came here. And I had to pay tax out of that, and I was making more money than that in Miami, because I was working for the government, see? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked for the Army. And I quit the Army and went for the Navy. Made more money than that. While we came here, we just come for a visit, but we visited up summer a whole lot of years for 2 hours, 2 weeks. And that's about it, sweetheart.